The Noble Quran has astonishing beauty to it. After World War I, before World War II, there was a study that was carried out in Germany. And this study was carried out by Christian priests. And they wanted to examine the manuscripts of the Bible. And they called out for all types of manuscripts to be brought. And whoever had any copy that they felt was of importance was to present it. And they then examined all of these manuscripts over a period of time. And the conclusion was that there were 200,000 differences in the various manuscripts of the Bible. And 20,000 of that was a serious nature where there was contradiction amongst the various manuscripts. This was obviously a defeat to Christianity. So in an attempt to counter this, in 1933, an institute was made in Germany, the Institute for the Research of Quranic Science, by non-Muslims. And they brought manuscripts of the Quran from different places. 43,000 manuscripts of the Quran was brought, and it was thoroughly investigated and it was thoroughly examined. And after their research, they concluded that except for minor calligraphy errors, the content, the text was all in harmony. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun." And indeed, we revealed the Quran and we are the protectors of the noble Quran. Sheikh Tantawi, rahimahullah, has narrated an incident of one of his friends. And he says that his friend was traveling in Europe. And there were a few people who had interest in the Arabic language. They were students of Arabic and they were busy learning Arabic at an advanced level. So these friends asked him, they were non-Muslims, that are you really convinced of the miraculous eloquence of the Quran, that the Quran is an unmatched book? Are you certain about that? So he says, yes, I'm certain about it. He says, how can you prove that that you're so convinced about the eloquence of the Quran and that it is the God, word of God, and that there's nothing that can match it? So he said, I'm not going to get into a long academic discussion. All of you here know Arabic, a bit of Arabic. So the Quran has the concept that Jahannam has no boundaries to it. Jahannam has no boundaries to it. That is the concept put forth in the Quran. Now, I'm giving you all a few minutes. Come up with a few phrases that you will explain Jahannam has no boundaries. So they sat for a few minutes. Then one came up and said, Inna Jahannama lawasi'. Jahannam is vast. Inna Jahannama lawasi'un mimma tadhunnun. It is so vast, more vast than you can imagine. Then another one said, Inna sa'ata Jahannam la yutasawwaruha aqlu insan. The vastness of Jahannam is such that no man's intelligence can fathom it. Another person came up with the phrase and said, everything that you think of, kullu ma khatra bi balik, fahuwa fi jahannam, it will be in Jahannam, and Jahannam is more vast than that, and it is more spacious and wide than that. So he said, is that all you can present? Now he said, listen to this. Yawma naqulu li jahannama hal imtala'ti wa taqulu hal min mazid. Allah says, the day when you will say to Jahannam, oh Jahannam, have you been filled? And Jahannam will say, is there more? He said, now compare what you said and what Allah has presented. All these people stood up and they struck their hands on their thighs and said, the beauty of the Quran is unmatched. The beauty of the Quran is unmatched. And it is in various aspects. It is unimitatable, meaning it's totally unmatched. The eloquence is on a different level. It has been preserved and protected. It is concise. A single verse in Surah Baqarah, verse number 233, is a verse which speaks about family life. Who is to take care of the nurturing and the fostering of a child? That verse consists of 60 words. It is 6 lines long, but there are 23 laws of deen that are taken from that. So unique and concise the Quran is. So the Quran has, it is completely accurate in all its historical facts of the past. All the predictions of the future have all fallen in place. whatever aspects of science that the Quran speaks about, you know, as science has evolved, it found that that is exactly how it is. Then the Quran speaks about the moon and the sun both orbiting in their own axis, which previous nations did not know. And as science has progressed, it found that that is exactly what the case is. So the Quran has unmatched beauty, and it's for us to realize and to be convinced